The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena and the 2017 Girls State Basketball Tournament as our coverage continues here this morning as it is Championship Friday here at the Well. But before that, we've got semifinals to take care of in both Class 4A and Class 5A as we get ready for this 4A state semifinal between the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier and the Lancers of North Scott. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Steve Dozer here as we get ready for this one today between the MVC and the MAC, as two schools that are pretty similar when it comes to girls basketball. They play in predominantly 5A conferences. They go down to 4A for the tournaments, and they have both made it here to the state semifinals today to go at it for the first time as Xavier meets North Scott. Saints 18-6 on the year out of the Mississippi Valley, while North Scott comes in 19-5 out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference. And other than that, the similarities kind of end a little bit, Steve. It's going to be Xavier with a little bit of height going against a predominantly guard-oriented North Scott team that we saw very early this year against Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Yeah, we saw them early, and you watch North Scott, and I think they beat Jefferson 48-41. Good game throughout, and you're thinking, boy, this is going to be a team that I'd like to see at the end of the year, and here they are. And good team. And, you know, the only thing that I can, you know, looking at everything, the only thing that I see is they both average 51 points. After that, the similarities are a little bit different. But you wonder if it's going to come down to free throws today. And, that, you know, you'd have to give a nod to Xavier. But, this should be guard-oriented team. And will Xavier take advantage of their height? And you know, Tom Lilly is one of the best post coaches around. So I'm sure he's got a plan figured out.
Post play is going to be big today because Xavier is going to have a height advantage. For North Scott, this is a guard-oriented team. In fact, it's an old coaching trick, Steve. When you don't have a lot of height, you don't put your heights down. They don't have them on quick stats. They don't have them in the program. They don't have them anywhere, so it's kind of a mystery. But we've seen them before, and they've got Grace Buffelli in the middle, who does patrol in there at about 5'11", 6 foot. Other than that, they go anywhere between 5'5", and 5'9". So Xavier with Amelia Ivester inside and with Lexi Noonan and Kylie Brown, if they choose to do so, I think they're going to have a chance to get it inside and do some damage.
Yeah, they will. And again, Tom Lilly, you know, knows how to take advantage of post play. He's done it for many, many years, and they'll try to do that again today. But what we saw from Kiana Stonick. Yeah. So the thing is, you're going to focus on the post play. Great. Look what she did the other game. Is takes advantage and hits a lot of threes, and that's something we've seen her do. And so it's pick your poison with North Scott. Do you collapse down on the post, or do you get out and guard a little bit? So and typical Tom Lilly team. They're on a roll. They're on an 8-game. Or 9-game winning, excuse me, I think 11-game. Yeah, 11-game winning streak. So they're playing their best basketball right now, and it's a typical Tom Lilly team. He does what he can to get them ready for the tournament play, and they play a pretty tough schedule to get them ready.
And it's an odd number year, which usually results in good things for Cedar Rapids Xavier, as their championships have come during odd number years for the Saints. Tom Lilly making his 14th appearance. He is third all-time with four championships at Cedar Rapids Xavier. The Saints overall making their 12th appearance here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament, going up against the North Scott team that is making their 6th appearance here in Des Moines at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. For North Scott, they are led by a UNI recruit. That is Carly Rucker, averaging 13 points per ball game. She's very quick out there. In fact, they got Carly Rucker and also Riley Rucker. Her younger sister is a sophomore, but then they've got the coach's daughter at the point, Presley Case. Now, We saw her make her debut against Jefferson in the season opener. Didn't start that particular game, and he kind of worked her in there, but boy, she was in there at crunch time, and she made some big plays to win that game.
Feisty. I mean, right when you saw her, you're thinking, that kid is feisty, and doesn't surprise me, and he did what he should do. You sit there and work him in a little bit and bring up a freshman, doesn't matter, daughter or his daughter or any freshman. You bring him in until they feel comfortable and have some success, and boy, she had some success right away, but there's another freshman guard at Xavier that will hold her own too, and that's Caitlin Daniels. And you're going to see, and Caitlin's one too, I think, is she's going to be a lot of fun to watch as the years progress. But she's another freshman that is making an impact for Xavier.
Yeah, it's going to be freshman point guards battling it out, and you just don't see that very often anymore, but it's becoming a little bit more commonplace. Xavier, of course, with four championships, 2003, 2005, 2007, and then they won it 4 years ago in 2013 for head coach Tom Lilly. As Tom's got the good luck charm going today. He's got the saddle shoes going, and so that usually means good things when Tom brings those out.
Well, he's had some feet near foot issues, and so I offered him my tennis shoes today, but he goes, "These are my lucky shoes. They don't come off." I've seen him wear them many years. And they're brown and ugly, brown, white, and ugly. And he'll wear them with any color suit. So those are his good luck charms.
Yeah, and he does not care.
No.
Does not care. The Xavier team led by Lexi Noonan at 14.3 points per game. And it's a team that is very balanced. So Kiana Stonick had a great game the other day. Caitlin Daniels has certainly picked up her game, especially in that regional final for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Amelia Ivester inside getting better and better, popping. And she can step out 12, 15 feet and hit those shots in there as well. And then the Saints coming off the bench with some good folks in there as well, as the Saints making their way back out onto the court here at Wells Fargo Arena. High school basketball this morning, our doubleheader of Class 4A state semifinal action being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers and Tom Charles from everybody, the staff at First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Stop by one of their locations and tell them the KGYM sent you. Rates are starting as low as 1.99% APR. Xavier, the visitors this morning, going up against North Scott. And the second game we'll have for you also on 107.5 and 106.3 FM will be the Marion Indians taking on Pella. And we'll have that for you coming up immediately following this one. That is a rematch of a 4A state semifinal from a year ago. And I know we're selfish, but boy, we'd love to have a Marion Xavier game coming up tomorrow night in Class 4A.
Well, how great would that be, too? I think that would be, first of all, I think it would be a great matchup, number one. And number two, just to see both schools get out and support each other, I think you'd see that as well. A lot of respect for both programs. And, I already see Coach Lauby and I see Mrs. Lauby over there. They're already here, and they have vested interest. I mean, if they win, they have to, they're going to be playing the winner of this game. So a lot going on. You got your Final Four here, but it would be great to see an Eastern Iowa final.
Yeah, indeed. And if you're expecting a lot of points put up this morning, you're not going to see a lot of points put up this morning. Dare I say, your first to 40 might be a true prediction this morning?
Oh, I think it will be, and I wouldn't be shocked. They're both averaging 51 points, but I bet you're usually going to see a game that could be high 30, low 40s as your total today, just because of the style of both teams.
I think first to 40 is going to be a good bet to win this one here today here at Wells Fargo Arena. Reserves will be introduced, then the starters, and then they will have the national anthem coming up here in just a little bit as the Xavier crowd behind us settling in here today. The student section has, they've got kind of lime green on, and their state shirts are kind of light blue this year. So it's a good look behind
I thought it was Pella behind us for a second. Then I looked and it's Xavier. So yeah, that I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him at halftime what that color's all about.
Yeah, we'll get all the lowdown on that coming up here in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this 4A state semifinal this morning. the Xavier Saints and the North Scott Lancers. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, that will be Cedar Rapids Xavier out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. Xavier coming in with a record of 18-6 overall. They are rated number 6 in the state in Class 4A. And Xavier finished 2nd in their division of the MVC. For the Saints, they will go with their typical starting lineup. At a forward, it will be number 12, Kylie Brown. Brown, a 5'11 senior, 7.7 points, second on the team with 5 boards a game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 13, Lexi Noonan. Noonan, the 5'10 senior, 14.3 points and 6 rebounds a game. She leads Xavier in both those particular categories. The center will be number 34, Amelia Ivester. 6'2 and a junior, averaging 7 points and 4.8 rebounds a game. And the guards at the point, it'll be number 3, Caitlin Daniels, the freshman at 5'7, just under 7 points, 3 rebounds a game, but leads the state tournament field in assists with just about 5. And number 1, Kiana Stonick at 5'2 and a senior, and she averages 7.6 points per game and a terrific 3-point shooter for Xavier. Head coach for the Saints, making his 14th appearance, is Tom Lilly. Now the starters for the North Scott Lancers. North Scott coming in 19-5 overall. They finished 3rd in the MAC this year with a 12-4 record behind Bettendorf and behind Pleasant Valley. For North Scott, it'll be Riley Rucker at one guard. They go with a 3-guard lineup. Rucker, a sophomore. And Riley coming into this one at 8.5 points a game. Also at a guard, it'll be Presley Case, the coach's daughter, about 5'4 and a freshman, averaging 13 points per ball game. The third guard will be Carly Rucker, going to UNI next year, averaging 13.1 points per ball game. At forward, it'll be Erica Lausard, number 10, averaging 7.1 points per ball game. And Grace Buffelli will be in the middle, number 42, about 6 feet even, and a freshman, averaging 6.5 points per ball game. Head coach for the North Scott Lancers is TJ Case. Xavier in their navy blue traveling uniforms with the outlined Xavier and numbers on the front, and the silver striping down the side. North Scott, they're red and silver. And for North Scott, they will have the white uniforms with the red numbers and the silver and red trim. Officials are Brett Johnson, Blake Reinke, and Kurt Strout. Those are the lineups, as we will get the singing of our national anthem coming up here in just a moment from Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines as we get ready for 4A state semifinal basketball coming up here on KGYM. The national anthem will be sung by members of the concert choir from Carlisle High School, one of the suburbs here in the Des Moines area, and our national anthem. Rendition of our national anthem coming your way this morning on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Going to be one of those games, Steve, that a 5-6 point lead is going to seem like a double digit lead this morning. It really will.
It really will, because anybody that gets 6 points or more, it could be over because of the style and that they play. And Xavier is just really good about controlling the tempo of the game, and that's what they're very, very good at. So this is going to be a tempo game, and this is going to be one that Xavier hopes to control the tempo and change anything that North Scott likes to do.
One advantage for the Saints. They've been here before. Maybe not this group, although some of them have been a couple years ago with Lexi Noonan and others. But coaching staff's been here many times. They drove up this morning because, as Steph Potts put it, yeah, we did that once, staying overnight. Didn't work.
we did that once, stayed the whole week, and that didn't work. So, I believe staying in your own bed, too. I mean, you just keep the routine, get a good night's sleep, and make it like a regular game day travel.
Saints and the Lancers for a spot in the championship game coming up tomorrow night. It'll be Ivester and Buffelli to tip it up, and we are underway, and the Saints win the tap. They'll go to the basket to our left here courtside. Lexi Noonan. As North Scott going to come out in a zone, an extended 2-3 zone here. Kylie Brown had it poked away for a moment, picked up by Kiana Stonick over on the far side. To Daniels up top. Daniels circling left with it. No look, bounce pass over the baseline. They try to dump it inside, and they got a hold called on North Scott.
Boy, you look at the advantage right now, size-wise, Scott. I mean, it is a towering advantage for Xavier just athletically and height-wise.
Off the inbound, Ivester jumper won't go, and the rebound plucked out of there by North Scott. Carly Rucker bringing it up in a hurry. Rucker, little stutter dribble, over to Case at the baseline, drives in, leaves it for Buffelli, open jumper good for the baseline for Grace Buffelli.
Yeah, good job by Case, too, the point guard, to draw some an opening for a teammate.
Pressure by North Scott. Xavier throws right over the top. Give and go underneath. Little one-hand push shot, no good. Ivester tries to get the offensive board. Couldn't do it. And here comes North Scott the other way with Carly Rucker. Nice pass inside. Buffelli running the floor. And she's up 4-0. And North Scott getting the early jump in this one. Kylie Brown working with Daniels in the backcourt. They'll get it across the timeline here for the Xavier Saints. Just underway from the free throw line. They go with the high-low pass, deflected by Rucker and stolen away. That's turnover number one. Defense! Lead pass over to the corner to Case. Case, couple jab steps, works it out in the high post to Buffelli. North Scott with the quick early lead. Lancers up 4-0 in this one. Rucker with Stonick on her. Xavier will go with the straight up man-to-man. That's customary. Case thought about the three, gets it over to Buffelli. Riley working up top, now to Riley Rucker. Rucker over to the far side, on the drive. Little running hook was partially blocked by Ivester on Riley Rucker. And here comes Xavier the other way. Good defensive play. Brown looking inside. Has it in the right baseline, pulls it back outside. Now they go back door, but they pass through the hands of Lexi Noonan out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, and right now it's that first game, Scott. You've seen it a few times. The first few minutes of the game is a little jumpy or a little nervous, all that. But North Scott came out, and they're beating Xavier at their own game right now, getting the ball down the floor.
North Scott actually started Bogner today, and now they bring in Hannah Moeller, who is a senior. Moeller at about 5'9". Hand off, circling left, Riley Rucker gets it back up top to Case. Now to Moeller, picked up by Brown. Uses up the dribble, on the hand back, gets it over to Carly Rucker. Carly Rucker, the future Panther, spinning right in the lane, all the way in. Nice duck-off move, shot up no good. Offensive rebound and a foul on Ivester on the putback try by Buffelli.
Well, right now, North Scott's the aggressor on both ends of the floor right now, and they're getting good looks. So height's not really doing anything to him right now, but Xavier figured out they'll need to slow down offensively, work the ball inside more, but North Scott's definitely the aggressor.
Free throw up and good, and Buffelli will have one more, and she's got all five of the points here early on for North Scott. And the Lancers off to a quick lead. Buffelli 67%, got them both. And it's a 6-0 lead here for North Scott here in the early going. Three-quarter court pressure, more of a nuisance here than really trying for the steal at this point. Daniels tried to feed the middle, deflected, picked back up by Brown. Underneath the Noonan, she kicked it off her leg, picked back up by the Saints. Stonick right back to Noonan. Ball fake, drives in all the way. Leaves it for Ivester, little 10-footer right through for Amelia from the heart of the lane.
Yeah, you hear coaches say don't give up baseline. That's what happened, and creates an opening for Ivester in the middle.
6-2 game, and maybe that'll get Xavier awake and up and rolling here this morning. Moeller at the top of the key. Hands it off. Pass kicks by Daniels, and it'll stay with Norris Scott. Presley Case, Carly Rucker, and Riley Rucker. Lussard in there. Right now, nope, Lussard on the bench, and they've got Moeller and Buffelli in there for North Scott. And Moeller inbound right in front of us here, courtside. We've moved down a spot today, so we don't have to vie with the television camera tonight.
Makes it tough to call and something in your way.
Yes, it does. Pass deflected, stolen away. Behind the back dribble by Daniels. Daniels all the way down the lane, goes up, charging. On Caitlin Daniels. I don't know about that one.
Boy, I don't either. I thought she made a good move to the basket, and I thought the defender was still moving her feet for sure. I thought she did a good job drawing the foul.
Erica Lossart into the ball game for Nora Scott. Usual starter, but coming off the bench tonight, averaging 7.1 points per ball game, as Bogner got the start here today. North Scott basketball up 6-2, 4:20 to play here in the opening quarter. On the drive, in all the way, shot rejected by Ivester, who got the block on Riley Rucker.
Well, and Ivester has good timing. 100 blocks are not just stand-up blocks, they're timing blocks, which is what you want to see.
Inbound, North Scott, almost stolen away by Stonick, but stepped on the baseline. Good overplay, and it will stay with North Scott. Six-two lead here for the Lancers, and they'll lob it in deep. Buffelli holds it up top, gets it back over to Carly Rucker. Rucker overcomes Moeller. She'll try the three, no good, and the rebound to Lexi Noonan. Saints on the run now in transition. Diagonal pass up ahead to Daniels, and North Scott getting back defensively. In its side to Noonan, fakes, goes up off the glass, wild shot, no, and the rebound to Carly Rucker. Long up court pass underneath, saving it in to Riley Rucker. Shot no good. Rebound Buffelli, turns, block, foul call. And they're going to get the second on Ivester. Got her with the body. And you can see North Scott, I think their strategy was take it right at Amelia this morning.
Yeah, and they're being the aggressor offensively. They're not letting their height, their athleticism bother them. They're running their offense and being aggressive with their offense.
Buffelli makes the free throw. Ivester will check out. Maddox Stovey will come in for Xavier. 5'10 and a senior. Going to get extended playing time today. Second free throw, no good. Kylie Brown, the rebound. Xavier also going to get ready to go to the bench as well and bring in Maria Steffen. Back outside, three-pointer, right wing, no good, and a rebound to Moeller. Then she fell. She got her legs twisted up, I think, with Stovey. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to go to Xavier. Savannah Bogner back in now for North Scott. Bogner, a senior forward, about 5'7". We're guessing on the North Scott heights. That's what we're doing this morning.
About, give us a 3-inch differential.
Lexi Noonan out of the game. Maria Steffen in now against the zone. Driving baseline in all the way. Brown lost it off her.
Well, right now, just, you know, talked about the aggressiveness. And, it, you know, I have North Scott up 7-2 in rebounding. And that's Xavier is one of the best rebounders you know, in the state, and right now they're getting beat on the boards at both ends.
North Scott, a 71% free throw shooting team, so they shoot it well. As Riley Rucker comes back in, and Lussard will check out for the Lancers. 3:05 to play here in the opening quarter from Wells Fargo Arena. Xavier down now 8-2. As Moeller gets 1 out of 2. North Scott 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Long pass over the top to Stovey. Drives in, off balance shot. Good. Count the foul. How about that for Maddox?
Boy, that's great. And they got the ball down the floor, too, like Xavier likes to do. They have a certain, you know, transition fast break they run.
Foul's going to go against Savannah Bogner, and that's going to be her second foul, so she'll check out. Lussard right back in, and Maddox Stovey to the line of the chance at the three-point play. Free throw up and off the left side, no good. Under 3 to play, 8-4, and Xavier surviving this slow start. Carly Rucker out front, Kiana Stonick going to be on her. Pace driving baseline and got grabbed by Daniels on the way in. And that'll be the second on Caitlin Daniels. And Xavier is getting into some foul trouble.
No, and you know, Daniels let her, you know, not let her, but beat her baseline right now. And that case is quick, too. She's probably, what, 5 feet, 4'11"?
Five, if that. 1'5"2".
Yeah.
She's smaller than Ellie Ruffridge.
Yes, for sure.
It's not going to get 48 today.
No, hope. But she packs a pretty big punch.
Rucker on the drive. Stotts gets doubled out front to Case. Case, step back. Thought about the shot. Gets over to baseline. Drive in, and a foul called. Rucker going to go to the free throw line, and another Saint foul. This one's going to go against Lexi Noonan.
Yeah, you just can't give up baseline. You can't, and they're getting to the rim, and they're drawing fouls. And again, right now, North Scott has been the one who's aggressive right now.
Carly Rucker, right-hander, headed to UNI, got the free throw. Has a stellar career at North Scott. 12.5 points per game, 88% from the free throw line. And got them both. You talk about being aggressive, Steve, and North Scott's been to the line 8 times already in the first quarter.
That's a stat you look at, not even the makes, just how many times you've been to the line. That sends you right there the message of who's the most aggressive.
10-4 late for the Lancers. They have it out front. Daniels standing dribble. No look pass over into the corner to Stephan. Back out front. Noonan, triple threat position, going baseline, driving in all the way. Cut off. Back out it comes to Stovey, and she got bumped and fouled. Rucker going for the steal. And Carly Rucker picks up her first.
You know, we haven't even called Lexi Noonan's name yet. You know, and that's somebody right now that's averaging 14 points and leading Xavier in scoring. So they just haven't gotten a rhythm yet.
Stonick comes back in for Xavier. Lexi Noonan to inbound. They get it to Emily Jasper in there. Give and go underneath. Putting it on the floor. Noonan dribbled it off her foot. North Scott comes away with the basketball. Turnover number 5. Rucker through traffic. All the way coast to coast. High off the glass. Can't get it to go. And the rebound to Noonan. Quick got led to Daniels. And Caitlin ball handling nicely in the backcourt. Up ahead to Noonan. It bounced to the corner. Nobody home. And Xavier just looks like they're still on the bus, sleeping a little bit right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it looks like. They're just they're having unforced turnovers, and that's not Xavier. They've had way too many unforced turnovers right now.
Tom Lilly sitting on the bench right now. I don't think he's gotten up yet.
No, he's frustrated, and as he should be right now, not happy with how his team started out.
Case on Daniels, drives in. Header shot partially blocked by Daniels. Case wanted a foul, looked at the official, didn't get it. The two freshmen on one another there. Daniels, quick pass over the sideline to Jasper. Minute 20 to play. No-look pass back to Jasper. Baseline jumper off, no, and the rebound out of there to North Scott as Presley Case gets it. Lead pass ahead to Carly Rucker. Cross-court pass intercepted by Noonan. Nicely done. Boy, Lexi anticipated that one beautifully. Driving a kick outside. Daniels, three-pointer, got it. Big three for Xavier.
Yeah, now it's a three-point game, and they needed somebody to step up and hit an outside shot, and great job by Kalen.
Under a minute to play from the far corner. Three no good. Rebounding foul, and it's going to be the second on Noonan. Noonan 2, Ivester 2, and Daniels 2.
Well, and, you know, North Scott had the position on that, too. She was looking like, that's not my foul, but she was over the back, and referee saw that.
Daniels will go out, and now Noonan will go out. Maria Stephan back in. And Deanna Stonick will stay in as well for Xavier. Lusart on the line, 1-1, and got the first one.
No timeouts yet.
Or check that Riley Rucker, 20 instead of 10. Second one on the way. It is up, in and out, no good. And the rebound out of there to Jasper. Jasper, Stonick, Brown, Stovey, and Stephan in there. Probably not the lineup you envisioned in the first quarter for Xavier.
No, not at all.
But they're going to have to play significant minutes here in this first half. Brown, 30 seconds. Wouldn't be surprised if Xavier holds it here. 11-7, they don't. They go back door, and they get the layup from Maria Stephan.
Well, and that was a great pass by Kylie Brown, too. She snuck behind the zone and hit her for a nice bucket.
11-9, 14 seconds to play. Moeller out front, cross-court pass, Kylie Rucker. Got to clear everything out. Goes crossover. Drives in. Runner off the glass. Too strong. Rebounding foul, I think, on North Scott, and it will be. Moeller, I think, is going to pick it up. Yeah. That'll be her first foul. Team foul number four. And it'll be ball out of bounds. So far, Xavier is hanging in there despite the foul trouble and the slow start. Deep three on the way. Good! In the first quarter for Kylie Brown from about 27 feet. What slow start.
Yeah, right. Now they got a lead.
Her first bucket, and after one, it's Xavier 12, North Scott 11. Back in the second quarter after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team qualified for the boys state tournament with a 58-39 victory over Dubuque Wallard at the U.S. Cellular Center on Monday night. The Saints were led by the Big Three, Jackson Jones, Matt Mims, and Max Techow, with 16 points apiece. Xavier will defend their Class 3A state championship starting next Tuesday afternoon against Mount Pleasant in Des Moines. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament last week in Des Moines. Third-rated Josh Gerke finished third at 145 pounds. 220-pounder Alex Francis finished his state run in eighth place. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Kylie Brown with the three-point buzzer beater. And Xavier with a one-point lead at 12-11. Saints shooting 50% now. As they've made their last three. They're 5 out of 10. North Scott now cold at 2 out of 12 and only 17%. Second quarter, North Scott with the ball. The start. Over the near side corner. Circles up top. Dangerous pass to Case. She'll step back for three. No good. Rebound Ivester. Tipped it to herself. Out of bounds.
North Scott.
Yeah,
yep.
Going to be North Scott ball.
Once you bring the ball down, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And that's what happened there.
Surprised with the lineup right now for Tom Lilly. He's got Ivester back in there and Noonan back in there with two fouls. Here's Rucker out front. Rucker stop and go dribble. All the way in. Scoop layup. Good. Beautiful move by Carly Rucker. And North Scott back out in front, 13-12. Starting lineup right now for Xavier. The reserves did a great job for the Saints. Here's the pass tipped out front. Kylie Brown gets it. Right back to Brown. She'll turn, fire the three. This one's off the right side of the iron. No. And out of bounds it goes to the Lancers. So Xavier with Stonick, Daniels, Ivester, Noonan, and Brown. And for North Scott, Case bringing it up, along with Riley Rucker, Carly Rucker, Lussart, and also Befelli. Straight up man here for Xavier. Carly Rucker inside to Befelli. They double up on her, kicks it outside. Open three on the way, no good. Case had it blocked underneath on the putback and the rebound try by Daniels.
Boy, that's a nice little rebound by her, too.
And the 30-second timeout going to be called here by Tom Lilly.
Yeah, he's not happy with their rebounding right now at all.
And he is going to get up and along with Steph Potts and let him know about it at this moment.
Well, and for Tom, it's all about he expects kids to be aggressive, playing hard, and 100% effort on everything, every rebound. And some of that's not happening for him right now, and that is a definite frustration that coaches go through.
North Scott, if you're just joining us, took a 10-4 lead early on. Xavier got into foul trouble. Then the Saints came back, hit their last three shots of the first quarter. Reserves came in, did a terrific job. And then Kylie Brown hit a big three at the end of the first quarter. It'll be Lancer ball. And they'll inbound left of the glass looking in. Lob to Lussart, right back into the corner to Carly Rucker. Off the dribble, she'll put up the three and got it.
Tough shot. Quick release, squared up, catch and shoot.
North Scott back up four at 16-12. Xavier basketball in front court. Noonan on the perimeter. No look pass over to Brown as they work the triangle right. Trying to get it into Ivester. Befelli is fronting her now. Instead, they go cross court to Stonick. Over comes to Noonan. Starts to drive baseline. Cut off by Rucker. Back to Stonick. Off the dribble. Three-pointer going to be way short. And out of bounds it goes to Norskott.
Yeah, that wasn't her shot. It's more of a rush. Not enough separation for her.
Good three-point shooter, but
very good.
Didn't have her legs under her that time.
Very good three-point shooter.
16-12 Lancers. Presley Case, coach's daughter, brings it up. The two freshmen on one another right now again, Daniels and Case. Rucker holds it, gets it up top to Riley Rucker. Inside, now Case. Works over to Lusart. Kylie Brown playing off of her. Back up it comes now to Case. Norskott being patient here on this particular trip. Off the screen, jump shot up, good. Well, they're going to give her three, but I think she had a toe on the line.
Yeah, it looked like she was inside the three, but, you know, good offensive set by Norskott. Very patient, got a great open look.
Back comes Norskott with eight in a row. And they have taken a lead of 19-12. This is their biggest lead of the game. Trap over the far corner, up top to Daniels. Kiana Stonick, 5:25 to play here in the opening half. 19-12, Lancers up. Free throw line, fake Noonan, goes up with a 12-footer. That's short, no good. Ivester, the rebound, and left hand put back for two.
Yeah, good job by Ivester, and put it right back up, left hand.
19-14, Amelia Ivester with her second field goal of the morning. Lusard coming off the screen, on the drive, in all the way, and the runner good.
Well, she gets an open look. Ivester can't afford another foul right now, so I had to let her go.
And I think T.J. Case knows that.
Yep.
And he's sending his guards inside on penetration moves.
Absolutely, as he should.
21-14. Brown trapped, now gets out of it, drives baseline in all the way. Oh, they're going to get a charge on Brown. I think they're going to get her for extending the arm.
Yeah, it's one of those player-controlled, but she wasn't getting an advantage, extended her arm, and unfortunately for her, drew an offensive foul from that.
Team foul number 8, but no free throws since it's a player-control foul. Bogner back in for Norskott. She's playing with two fouls, and Moeller also back in. See a lot of the Marion black today. Must be a blackout for the Indians. And a lot of the Pellegrin here already for semifinal number 2. Bounce in the corner. Good bullet pass inside. Moeller for two.
Great pass by Carly Rucker.
And in this game of runs, Norskott on one right now. They lead 23-14. 4:20 to play, and Xavier needing a bucket in a big way. Xavier is not, well, they've had one bucket here, and that was the putback by Ivester. Norskott to the zone. Bullet pass inside, Maddox Stovey, turnaround left-hander, no. Rebound loose in the lane. Stovey goes down.
We call a timeout.
And
jump ball.
Forces a tie-up, and it will stay with Xavier. Just over 4 minutes to play here in the opening half. And it will be Xavier basketball. They'll inbound in front court. Noonan looking. Give and go right back to Noonan for the easy layup. Nice play off the out of bounds.
Yeah, nice. Good teamwork by Noonan and Carly Brown on that offensive. Pass it in, step in, get it right back.
23-16, and that ends the big run. Cross-court pass on the drive. Rucker, little right-hand floater, got the roll, and it'll count the foul.
Well, they're beating them off the dribble right now, Scott. They're beating them right off the dribble, and they're gaining an advantage.
And you want worse news? That's third on Lexi Noonan.
Yeah, and she's frustrated right now, just not able to get in a rhythm right now.
Presley Case, first bucket. Whoop, check that. No, it's not Case. That was Riley Ruckard. And she's got four now. 26-16, 10-point Norskott lead. Coming into the game, Maria Steffen. Cross-court pass to Kiana Stonick. Off the dribble, she'll drive in. Puts it up and got fouled. Got bailed out on a wild shot.
She did get bailed out.
Free throw right through for Stonick. Buffelli and Lusart back in for the Lancers. 3:34 to play here in the opening half. 26-17, Norskott coming in with a record of 19-5 into this one. Xavier coming in at 18-6. Second free throw, dips in and out. Lusart with a rebound. Quick outlet pass. Here comes Kylie Rucker. Rucker going one-on-one. Stop and go move. Kicks it back outside to her little sister Riley for three. No good. Trying to chase down the rebound, but Stephen gets it for Xavier. The guards are quick for North Scott.
Very quick, and they're doing such a good job of creating their offense.
And we're going to have a hold inside on Lusart, holding Brown. Only the 16th foul, so it's going to be ball out of bounds.
And she's asking what that, you know, give me a definition of what that call was. And that's what you want as a player. Just tell me what I did so I don't do that again.
Inbound for the Saints from the near sideline in front court. Zone for North Scott. They've been predominantly zoned the whole game. Dump pass inside, tip, and nearly stolen. But Xavier gets it back. Stephen, drop off pass to Brown. Shot blocked out of bounds by Lusart.
She was
pretty happy about it.
She's probably about 5'6", and pretty stoked about that.
It'll be inbounds for the Saints. Left of the glass in front court. Looking, they get it into Stovey. Jumper won't go right of the lane. Had a good look at it from about 10, and the rebound out of there to North Scott. Pace, crossover dribble, on the drive, all the way in, tries to reverse it up, no. And rebound, little touch foul. There wasn't much there. Going to go against North Scott on Presley Case.
Yeah, and that's just that frustration one, and those are the worst. Coaches don't want to see a foul 90 feet away from their
especially
basket.
Your daughter.
No, especially your daughter, too. So
1-1 coming up here for Maria Stephan. On the line for Xavier. Emily Jasper back in for Xavier. We're going to get a 30-second timeout taken here. No, full timeout going to be taken here by North Scott, so we'll take one as well. With 2:47 to play in the opening half, it's North Scott 26, Xavier 17. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament, 26-17 lead for the Lancers. Dribble penetration has hurt this Xavier team, Steve. Has the 1-1 up, good for Maria Stephan, 52%.
Well, quick guards for sure. You know, you got both Ruckers that are extremely quick, and then you add, you know, Presley Case to that as well.
He's getting better and better each game.
She's good.
Only a freshman. Case in there, Riley Rucker, Carly Rucker. Into the game. Also, Buffelli back in. And Lusart for North Scott. Lusart in the corner. Emily Jasper on her. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Out front, Riley Rucker picks up the dribble. Left free throw line extended. Spinning. Looking for some help. Finally bounces out front to Carly Rucker. Rucker turns on Kiana Stonick, a very good defender. Comes off the ball screen. Stop and go dribble. Drives baseline. A little right-hand floater, no good. Offensive rebound to Felly. Block. Oh, and a foul called. And that one's going to be on Xavier, and it's going to be on Maria Stephan. And that was all ball.
Yeah, it looked like it was all ball, and Coach Lilly definitely not happy about that.
And Buffelli on the line for two. Looked like a good block. Free throw up, no. On the line driver. Kylie Brown coming back in for Daniels, who will get a breather. And one more free throw coming up. 26-19. Free throw on the way, good.
Our line drives. Both of them are line drives.
North Scott by 8. They've led by as many as 10. Lancers doing that. Shooting 33%, though, but they've been to the free throw line 13 times. Being the aggressor. Jump pass in the high post. They go back door. A little spinning layup good by Kylie Brown.
Yeah, that's a nice internal look, and Xavier needs to do more of that.
Lusart driving in, offensive foul on Lusart. Getting back for Xavier was Emily Jasper.
Well, that's, you know, again, we don't see enough of those being called, and I always like if it's a 50-50 or question, we'll give it to the defense.
27-21.
Frustrated with that first half right now, but, you know, Xavier's playing a lot better right now and made a run to end the first quarter.
Stonik's pass tip stolen away by Case. Lead ahead to Rucker, drives in, layup short, though, and Xavier vying for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump, and it's going to stay with North Sky.
Yeah, and that Coach Lilly is totally upset. I mean, this is where North Scott's getting loose balls, and that's usually the signature for Xavier.
Right now, the Saints are being out-aggressive, if you will,
and
out-hustled.
That does not happen very often at all.
Bogner into Riley Rucker. Out to Carly. They work the perimeter to Bogner. High-low pass, and the lob over the top of Buffelli thrown away. Here comes Stonik in the open court for Xavier. Long bounce pass to Jasper on the baseline. To the runner for Stovey. No, but she was fouled. And Maddox to the line again. And it'll go against Grace Buffelli, her first. Team foul number 9, so each team will be shooting 2 from here on in. And Stovey on the line, got the first one. A 43% free throw shooter. Dad Brad behind us to the left.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mom. Free throw number 2 for the lefty is good. Oh. 27-23. And if Xavier can hang in there in this first half, regroup at halftime, I think Tom Lilly would take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, they saw what happened. You hit a 3, it really changes the game.
Case, top of the circle, over to Bogner on the wing. Lob pass inside. They double down on Riley Rucker. She'll spin out of it. Now goes up with the leaner and drew the foul. So you got quick whistles today.
Yeah, they're and it's more of they're anticipating a foul, so they're going to blow the whistle anticipating instead of just wait till the play ends to see if something, you know, if there is a foul.
Second on Maria Steffen. Team foul over the double bonus limit. And the free throw rattles good for Riley Rucker. 3 out of 4 from the line. Well, and we'll get to that, my point coming up in a moment here. Second free throw, rattles in and out. These two teams are used to being able to play physical basketball, playing in the MVC and in the MAC.
Yep, and they're calling everything, right? Well, not everything, but they're calling a lot of touch fouls and anticipation fouls, and you can't do that.
And that's probably not to the liking of both coaches. On the drive, Stonik all the way, flips it up while falling down, and the outlet pass going to go out of bounds, though. So Xavier dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, he had a quick outlet, but too quick. That's the one thing that North Scott wasn't quick enough to get to.
But they tried.
They tried.
30 seconds left here in the first half. Xavier will inbound. They'll have the ball as well to start second half.
If I'm them, I'd be okay with working for a final. Get a little momentum going into halftime.
Find Kylie Brown for another 27-footer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stoby up top. High lob pass inside. Broken up, though. Stolen away. Turnover number 8 for the Saints. And all that strategy out the door. Presley Case off the dribble. Crossover. Kicks it far side to Moeller. 5 seconds to play. Hand back to Rucker. Rucker going to go one-on-one. Rucker driving baseline all the way in. Floater, no, and that's it for the first half of play. Halftime from Des Moines in the Girls State Basketball Tournament. It is number 8, North Scott, 28, and number 6, Xavier, 23, here at halftime. Steve and I will come back, have the halftime numbers and more for you coming up after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening. The coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament right here on KGYM Sports.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Halftime at the girls' state basketball tournament, and the score at the break is North Scott 28 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 23. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you here at halftime. Tough start for Xavier. Got down to 6-0 at 10-4. Saints came back to take the lead on a Kylie Brown buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-11. And then North Scott came out with an 8-0 run in that second quarter of play to get things rolling. Xavier did get it down to three, but it's a five-point game here at halftime, 28-23. Coming up next, it'll be the Marion Indians and Pella. We'll have that one for you as well on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. Starting with North Scott, very balanced scoring. Grace Buffelli had a good first quarter, leading the way with a total of 8 points in that first half, two field goals, and also 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for Buffelli. Carly Rucker with 7 points for the future UNI Panther, couple field goals, including a three-point goal, ends up with 7. 5 apiece for Riley Rucker and for Erica Lussard. Hannah Moeller with 3 points, field goal, and a free throw. And Presley Kay started, did not score for North Scott. For Xavier, balanced as well. The bench has done a really good job for the Saints. Kylie Brown leading way with 5, including the buzzer beater in the first quarter of play. Amelia Ivester with 4. Caitlin Daniels with 3. 4 off the bench for Maddox Stovey. Maria Steffen with 4 off the bench as well. And 2 for Lexi Noonan and 1 for Kiana Stonick. Turnovers at halftime. Taking a look at our official stats for the Girls High School Athletic Union. Turnovers, 9 for Xavier in the first half. And a 6 so far in the ballgame for North Scott. I had him with 7, but they have him with 6. Shooting in the first half, Xavier was 8 of 20 for 40%. 2 out of 5 for three-point land for 40%, 5 out of 7 for the free throw line, and a total of 71%. Points off rebound, Xavier with 4. Points off turnovers, 5. Points in the paint, 12 for Xavier. For North Scott, 8 of 26 at 31% in the first half. 2 out of 7 for three-point land, 29%. But 10 of 15 at the line at 67% so far in the ballgame. Points off of rebounds, second chance points, 11 for North Scott in that first half of play. That's a big turnover, big stat, I should say. Points off turnovers, 5 points in the paint. They had 10 as well. Bench points right now are 8-8 in this game, and I'll let you go over rebounding.
Well, right now, you know, rebounding, it's Xavier has 12, and of those is 10 defensive and only 2 offensive. And right now, 16 rebounds for North Scott, but of those 16 rebounds, 7, like you said, second chance shots, 7 of those are offensive, and that's where they've been hurt a little bit. And you know, the other thing too is
North Scott's had 15 free throw attempts, and to only seven right now for Xavier. And I know when I would go into halftime or at the end of a game, I always seen how many free throws we shot. It tells you how aggressive your kids are in that game. So that's a stat that's going to turn around. I'm sure Tom's going to talk about that.
Yeah, and but you take a look at the foul trouble. Noonan with three, Ivester with two, Daniels with two, Stefan on the bench with two. You take a look at that, and being down only five at halftime, you're still in it, despite everything that went wrong in that first half for the Saints.
Yeah, they're definitely in it. And you know, the three-point play changes the game a lot, and Xavier has that. But, yeah, if you're Tom Lillen, you're going in, and the way they played, and you're only down 5 points, he's got to be really, really happy with that, if Tom Lillen can be happy about anything, so to speak, because he's, you know, he wants the best for his kids all the time. You'll take the 5 points down for sure. But I think it's going to come down to guard play right now. And that's, we thought it'd be more post play. But right now, that first half was guard dominated, and that was by North Scott.
Winner gets Marion Orpella. That will be coming up next right here on KGYM. Coming your way here in just a little bit, the rematch of last year's state semifinal that Pella took by 4 points. Marion, number one this year, and the Indians will look for a little revenge against the Little Dutch coming up here in just a little bit. What do you think Tom's talking about adjustment-wise for this second half?
Well, I can assure you Tom's doing all the talking. Adjustment-wise, they can't give up dribble penetration. They're getting to the free throw line. They've shot 15 attempts, but you cannot give up dribble penetration, and I'm sure he's talking about that. And the rebounding, all the stuff that is an effort control is what he's probably frustrated with right now, and they need to bang it inside. You know, they need to get some better looks, and I'm telling you, offensively, they got to get more looks inside than what they're doing right now.
Stay out of foul trouble. Xavier just can't afford to have Noonan out for the rest of the game. Likewise, Amelia Ivester and Caitlin Daniels. They got to be on the floor.
But subs came in, did a nice job, held their own. But again, you got to have your main cog out there as much as you can.
And really, the Xavier reserves, special shout out to them, because Maddox Stovey, Maria Stefan, Emily Jasper, they had to go with big minutes, and they really, really came through in a big way. They kept Xavier in this basketball game.
Yeah, they did keep Xavier in the basketball game, and again, you need your main cog in there to do that, but they did a great job. We've seen that throughout the tournament, reserves playing some better roles, because you're nervous, you're thinking a little bit more, and sometimes you foul a little bit more when you're at the state tournament because you're just nervous.
Semi-final number one here in Class 4A. We'll have Marion and Pella coming up later on, and then a little bit later on after that at 3 o'clock today, it'll be Iowa City West taking on West Des Moines Valley. Sounds like bad news for West High that Rachel Saunders is going to be out today against West Des Moines Valley. And you talk about some others going to have to pick it up for B.J. Merritt today.
Well, and they will. I mean, he's got a team that's pretty deep, and he's got a heck of a talented sophomore class right now, too. But they got some depth. They got kids who can step in and do that. And they did it yesterday. I mean, against a very good Waukee team. We saw Waukee earlier, and they're not they are a pretty darn good defensive team. I think Iowa City will adjust without her, and they have enough depth to do that.
Showing on the big video board some of the happenings that go on before the teams come out. And Steph Potts has given, he's got a little tradition, giving everybody a little fives. It's interesting, you get to the 4A's into the 5A's, and they're sitting down. There's a lot more, is that how you did it to Steve, or when you were in the locker room?
A lot of times kids have their own ritual, and I do believe in that. Give them their own time, let them get ready mentally. A lot of times it's crazy music, a lot of times it's running around dancing, and whatever it is for the kids.
Look at Lily.
Oh, jeez.
Doing some dancing in the back there. Yeah, they were all in their chairs and going over the game plan, and then all of a sudden Tom got them going. That might get them going here, seeing that video here for the second half.
Yeah, hey, they probably actually should be watching that video.
So I think a neat little thing they've added to the excitement of the girls' state tournament here. They show that on the big video board.
Well, it shows what's behind the scenes. It's fun for the fans, fun for the kids, fun for the parents, fun for the grandparents, and it's really been that's kind of been the talk this week about those fun little videos. So that's a nice extra thing that they're doing. The union has done a terrific job of creating a pretty good, darn good game experience for the fans.
North Scott, I don't think they're going to do anything different in the second half. They're going to take it right at Amelia Ivester and Lexi Noonan, try to get them their third and fourth fouls and get them on the bench.
Well, you know, the old Monty Python movies, they'd say now for something completely different, more of the same. And that's what I think North Scott's going to do, is more of the same. And you know, they didn't shoot that great. They were just the aggressor. And when you get to the free throw line 15 times, you know, they just got to keep doing what they're doing. But Xavier's got to stop dribble penetration, and Xavier's got to get the post a little more involved.
Xavier back out on the floor. North Scott out on the floor as well. We'll see who comes out for the starting lineups here in just a little bit. As Xavier, they're going to have to stop letting North Scott get to the free throw line as well. That was a big part of that first half.
Yeah, too many, you know, 15 shot attempts and free throw attempts, I should say, and that's way too many. Just the dribble penetration alone is what was frustrating to see North Scott get the jump on them.
Both teams headed back to their respective benches. And we will get the second half coming up for you here in just a couple of moments. As Xavier trails here at halftime, 28-23 to North Scott. And a lot of free throws shot in that first half. And North Scott, the beneficiary of most of them, they were 10-15 in that first half. 28-23. One team is 16 minutes away from heading to the state championship tomorrow. Xavier Ball to start things off here in quarter number three. The Saints will bring it up. We're underway. They'll go to the bucket right in front of us here. Kylie Brown, high pass inside off the hands of Noonan. It's stolen away. It's not enough air underneath it. Here's North Scott the other way. On the drive, Rucker, nice spin, goes high off the glass. No, offensive rebound blocked out of there by Ivester, who got the block on Buffelli. There comes Xavier the other way. Daniels, Brown, Noonan, Ivester, no look, pass, look off, and a layup by Daniels.
Well, and, you know, let's be honest, Daniels needs to get more involved, too. I mean, she should not be shy about shooting more shots from the outside or penetration inside right now. And that's tough to ask a freshman to do sometime, but she's got it in her arsenal.
Xavier with their starting five out there. Riley Rucker over to the corner to Buffelli. Lusart's going to start the second half in there. Pass inside Buffelli. A little right-hand hook. Got the roll.
Took it right at her and just great crosser. You know, nice pump fake move on her.
And North Scott back to the five-point lead at 30-25. Daniels at the point out front. Noonan going to be picked up by Riley. Rucker comes off the ball screen. Down the lane all the way. No good in the shot. Put back up good by Ivester on the weak side. Yeah,
good anticipation by Ivester, too, to get that off there. She didn't just watch it. She anticipated, and that's what a good post does.
Did a great job. Duckett shot blocked out of there. Riley Rucker had it blocked by Lexi Noonan. Now trapped in the corner in front court. Bull pass down a little bit. Buffelli turns, fires from 10. No good. Deep kicker, though, comes out to North Scott's Case. Bounce inside to Buffelli, and the Lancers will set it back up. 6:20 to play, third. One possession game. North Scott on top by three, and a travel called on the drive by Lusard.
Yeah, just barely slid a little better foot.
For North Scott, that'll be their seventh turnover of the game. We'll go with the official stats here. Case, the Rutgers, Lusart and Buffelli in there right now for head coach T.J. Case and the Lancers out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference. Daniels in the high post, gets it to Kylie Brown. She's already hit a three so far in the game. Back it comes to Daniels. See if she is more aggressive here in the second half, like she was in that very first take of the third quarter. Noonan driving left free throw line over to Stonick. And a bump on Harley Rucker. That'll be her second, team foul number one on the Lancers. And ball out of bounds for Xavier right in front of their bench. As Lexi Noonan will get it in, gets it right back. She'll turn, left wing, three, Bowles got it. Big three for Lexi Noonan and a timeout by North Scott. And they will take the full timeout. We'll take it with them. 5:43 to play in the third. We're tied. North Scott 30, Xavier 30. Back after this minute break on KGYM.
Thousands of people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2017 in a dead-end job or not making enough money and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. On campus or live online classes meet just twice a week. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Mycomputercareer.edu.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Benzoyl Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Benzoyl Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Stop by your local Walmart Auto Care Center for a Benzoyl oil change today.
Back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Big three-pointer by Lexi Noonan. And Xavier has tied it up at 30 apiece. Noonan doesn't take many, but she's 3 out of 10 this year. And hit a big one right there. Case outside the NBA arc. Works it up top to Carly Rucker. Right back, it comes outside. Lussard with a jab step. Cross court, Riley Rucker, three-pointer way short. Rebound out deep. Chase is on, and North Scott gets it, and then a reach foul on Stonick. Kiana will pick up her first team foul, number one.
I have that as the 11th offensive rebound for North Scott right now.
And they've capitalized on a lot of those.
They have. They're just those guards are super aggressive.
Case turns on Daniels. Comes right with the right hand in the center circle. Crossover dribble, 5-10 to play. Hand off, Riley Rucker takes a right free throw line on the drive. Cut off there by Daniels. Up top to Case, turns on Noonan. Step back three, up, rimming, no. Rebound out of there, and it's going to be chased down by Buffelli. And then Noonan with the steal. Ahead to Daniels, 2-on-2 break. Daniels, no look pass to the corner, and it's out of bounds over the head of Stonick. Xavier gives it right back. Hannah Moeller in for North Scott. Xavier shooting 46%, 11 of 24. North Scott, 9 of 32, 28%. As the Lancers will bring it up in this tie game. With 4:44 to play here in the third. Buffelli on the hand back, Rucker in the drive all the way in and scores. Nice set play there.
Oh, great set play. Boy, this Rucker. Girls are good. They just they know how to get open and know how to get others open.
Carly Rucker reminds me of the Sioux City guard a couple years ago that went to UNI. Ivester in the high post, gets back to Daniels. And now Xavier will work that triangle right. Noonan looking inside. Buffelli really bodying Ivester. Noonan stop and go move, drives in, and going to get her for a walk.
Boy, I did not see a walk there, but other side of the court. Might have carried it, and she didn't lose her dribble, so I don't know if they called it a carry.
That would have been more apropos, I think.
Yeah.
So it'll be North Scott ball. Kiana Stonick will throw on a little bit of pressure in the backcourt, little man pressure. Lancers beat that in a hurry. Coming up on the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. In the corner, Rucker turns, fires a three, too strong, and chasing down the rebound, going out of bounds. It'll be Xavier ball. It's off of Riley Rucker. Boy, they go after loose balls with a vengeance.
They do, and that's, both teams are averaging 51 points. It's those type of hustle plays that's going to be the difference.
32-30, Lancers by two. Xavier shooting to tie or take the lead with the deep ball. Stonick up top, Brown coming off the screen, turned, thought about the three. Daniels looking, gets it over to Noonan now. Noonan a jab step, now Noonan on a drive all the way, lost it going up, out of bounds, and it's going to go to North Scott, and boy, Tom Lilly didn't like that either.
No, it looked like there's a little body going to the basket, but no call.
Getting up a little more in the second half.
Yeah. Well, it's this is going to be a tie win at the end.
3:30 to play. Lancers by two. Hand back to Carly Rucker. Stop and go dribble.
Wow.
Driving in all the way. Shot blocked out of there. Good help defense by Amelia Ivester.
Well, you got to be careful on some of her shot blocks, too. The minute you move your hands and extend your arms down, sometimes you get called for a foul. So you got to be careful.
That one was pretty obvious, though.
Oh, yeah.
That it was a block.
She blocked the whole ball.
Bogner will come in. The inbound for North Scott. Lob pass out front. Riley Rucker. Now the Lancers again. The offense. Nope. Quick three off the dribble. An air ball. But Buffelli gets the rebound but throws it away to Kylie Brown. Noonan make that. Noonan all the way. Layup. No. But a blocking foul called on North Scott. Dussart right into the basket. And I think that's what bought her the block.
Yeah. She was too far under. And by the time she got set, she was already in the air.
And Noonan on the line to try to tie it up here for Xavier. And switches the first free throw. That's six. Presley Case in for North Scott. Maddox Stovey coming back in for Xavier. Trying to tie it up here, Noonan. Deep knee bend. Up, good. Seven for Lexi Noonan. And we're tied once again at 32. Well, we said first to 40. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be in a 40 game, I can tell you that.
Might get to the 50s, though, in this game.
Maybe, yeah, depending on how it comes down with free throws at the end.
Bogner, jab step, almost had it knocked away by Kylie Brown, and Daniels with the steal. Lead pass to Stonick, one-on-one all the way in, layup, no good. Put back up, good. Banked home, and Xavier's got the lead on the Kylie Brown putback.
Well, that was all effort right there, and the good anticipation started with Daniels and reading, coming from the back to get that ball out.
Great double by Daniels.
Very good double.
2:29 to play. Xavier up by two, 34-32. Long outlet. Case up top, works at the rocker. High, low, nice catch in traffic. Buffelli and gets the layup to roll in.
Boy, Buffelli did a great job keeping her on her hip, on her back hip, and held her position. Nice pass for an easy layup.
And we are tied again at 34. I think we might get used to that "we are tied again" phrase coming up. Buffelli, only a freshman. Boy, she's going to be a good one. You'll go with Case. Under two to play. Daniels on the drive. No look bounce underneath and a hold on Bogner. Got a push from behind and a hold on Kylie Brown. Third foul on Bogner. Team foul number three. And coming in for Xavier will be Jasper. And she'll give Kylie Brown a little breather. Saints to inbound. And they go out top to Stonick. Somebody wasn't running the right play.
No.
Here's Daniels. No look pass to Stovey over the baseline. Jumper Noonan up good for 12.
Well, there we go. And that's something she wasn't really involved first half, and now you're seeing her more involved and getting some better looks.
Xavier by two, 36-34. In this big 4A semifinal here for the girls' state tournament. Riley Rucker bouncing the corner to Case. Turns on Daniels, the two freshmen. Face guarding one another. Up top, Moeller fakes, drives the right side of the lane, kicks it outside to Case, yo-yos it back right wing. Good defense in the man-to-man right now by Xavier. High post, Moeller holds it. On the hand back to Case, outside the NBA arc. Comes left, oh, Stonick on a reach.
Came across her body.
Lay whistle, but I think the right call.
Yeah, anytime you come across the body, a lot of times they call you after that.
Maria Steffen will come in for Noonan.
We're seeing a different defense, too, right now. I mean, still man-to-man, but you're seeing a different type of pressure. You're seeing that they're really doing a better job this half, too, is keeping them from the rim.
And Xavier's also stayed out of foul trouble, continuing foul trouble here in the third quarter. Minute to play. They bounce it inside. Riley Ruckler, a little turnaround, no good. Buffelli, the offensive rebound, put back good, counting the foul. And she has been a force.
She just uses her body very well.
Maddox Stovey will get the foul. That'll be her second. Third team foul, and Buffelli to the line has 14 points and make it 15. Came into the game averaging 6.5. But it's had a big morning here. 37-36. 47 seconds to play here in the third. See if the Saints go for the last shot. Ooh, dangerous cross-court pass. Here's Daniels for a three off the right side of the iron. No, chased down by Xavier and a save. No, they're going to say out of bounds to North Scott.
Yeah, she had the save, just kind of moved her foot at the official caught her on the end line.
Just at the last moment. Now North Scott probably will go for the last shot, and they'll get the ball to start the fourth. So it's a pretty big defensive stop.
Absolutely, especially with momentum. We've got one quarter left and play for the championship.
No, Bowler's going to try it for three. No, from the corner on the far side. It's chased down by Kiana Stonick. Break for Xavier there. Here come the Saints. Daniels weaving her way across the timeline. Into the high post to Stobie. Cross-court pass with 10. Stephan holding it there. Backing her way out. Goes back door to Daniels. Open three, right of the key. Back iron, no. And over the back, going to be called on Stephan. You could probably make a case for verticality, but it was close.
Yeah, it looked like more of a loose ball rebound than an actual rebound. So that's either way, I guess.
2.2 to go. Time for a last second shot. No, a travel on Rucker with 0.7.
Yeah, slitter foot. Good job by the official. Caught that, and that gives Xavier. Now, my guess is they're going to have to ask how much time's left. They have 0.7, but looks like no one's going to second guess that. They're going to get a lob right over if they don't get backside help here.
0.7 to go. Stobie trying to get position down low. Looking, they'll throw it in, and the off-balance shot no good at the end of the third. We'll buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's going to be a good one. North Scott, 37. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 36. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Scott Unash, along with Steve Dozer, back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Listening to coverage on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Xavier shooting 43%, North Scott 29% here in the ball game. As we start the fourth, North Scott with the basketball. Riley Rucker, Lussart back into the ball game. They lob it inside. Befelli turns in the block, tried to go back over the pass. Tip, loose, picked up by North Scott, and a foul called. And just tough break for Xavier, and Daniels had to commit the foul. No one, Daniels. They got it on Kylie Brown,
yeah,
I think.
Brown.
The pass was deflected. Xavier had good defense, and it just happened to deflect right down to a Lancer.
Well, these type of plays now are going to be big, you know, because they don't score a lot of points, so it's going to come down to just free throws. It's going to come down to hustle right now, and it's not such a shooting game. It's a hustle game, and that's what we're seeing.
38-36, first free throw good. One more coming up. Up and right through for Moeller, who's got five off the bench. 39-36. North Scott with the lead. Xavier bringing it up, going to the bucket. Right in front of us, to our right here. Courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Circling left, all the way down the lane. Noonan off the glass with it, left it short. Rebound Befelli. Befelli may be the biggest difference in this game so far. Rucker in the drive. Bullet pass inside, broken up by Caitlin Daniels. Here comes Daniels in the open court. Big turnover there, number 12 for the Lancers. Daniels driving in, and a foul going to be called on Carly Rucker. Her third, only the 15th foul on North Scott.
Well, good job by Caitlin Daniels, too, drawing the foul.
the inbound to Stonik. And Rucker's been all over her today. Kiana's been very quiet from three-point range. And now we got a hold inside on Moeller, holding Noonan. Her second, 15 foul. And it'll be ball out of bounds to Xavier. Lexi Noonan to put it in. Noonan, Brown, Daniels, Stonik, and Ivester. The five for Xavier. Stonik in the corner. Off the dribble, three-pointer. Ooh, in and out, no good. Tip, no good. Brown trying to keep it alive. And Riley Rucker away with it. Rucker weaving her way through traffic into the front court. She'll circle it back outside. Looking for her older sister. Trying to drop it off. And finally in the corner now to Buffelli. High post Moeller, 6:35 to play in the ball game. Doris Scott by three. One hand wild runner off the glass. No, rebounded by Daniels off the Lusart miss. Caitlin into the front court. Stop and go dribble. Drives in, goes baseline all the way. Tried to bounce it up top. Nobody was home. It's stolen away. Nobody went to the ball. Turnover number 13, ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lancers.
No, it was a good look by her, but just you're right. Nobody went to the ball. It ends up being a turnover.
Presley Case back in, the point guard for North Scott. And a full timeout going to be taken here by Tom Lilly. 39-36 with 6:14 to play. We'll take it with him. Xavier trails by three. Back to Des Moines. After this one-minute break, you're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team qualified for the boys state tournament with a 58-39 victory over Dubuque Wallard at the U.S. Cellular Center on Monday night. The Saints were led by the Big Three, Jackson Jones, Matt Mims, and Max Techow, with 16 points apiece. Xavier will defend their Class 3A state championship starting next Tuesday afternoon against Mount Pleasant in Des Moines. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament last week in Des Moines. Third-rated Josh Gerke finished third at 145 pounds. 220-pounder Alex Francis finished his state run in eighth place. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Shooting percentages as we rejoin you here from Des Moines. Xavier 13-32 in the ballgame for 41%. North Scott 12-42, 29%. Xavier 30%, 3 from 10 from three-point range. 2 for 12 for North Scott. But North Scott with 6 more free throws and 9 more attempts. And that's your game and putbacks here. Buffelli in the high post. Turns, kicks it outside. Rutgers three, rejected by Noonan.
Oh, good timing by Noonan.
Wow.
North Scott was lucky to get it back.
Presley Case out front, working on Daniels. Spins her right free throw line. Kicks it back outside, and they're going to go a little spread court here now. With the 39-36 lead, they bounce it inside, fumbled by Case for a moment, picks it back up, turns, goes baseline, drops it underneath Buffelli, layup good.
She used her body real well, nice step in, but it all starts with the guards. They create shots for their teammates, which is a pretty good job on North Scott's end.
17 for Buffelli, and they hit 40. They got 41. 15-footer, no good by Noonan. Rebound, Presley Case. And she double dribbled in the backcourt, says our officiating crew. Turnover number 13 charged to North Scott. Well, we hope we're wrong now in our first 40.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
41-36. Daniels, they clear out the right side for her, keeps the dribble alive. High post to Ivester. Has a mismatch down low. Kylie Brown wanted the ball and didn't get it. Noonan back to Ivester. Free throw line jumper too strong, and over the back goes Brown.
Boy, good job, too, by North Scott. Boxing out by Riley Rucker. Just technique.
Only the 16th foul, so it'll be ball out of bounds. But don't Noonan, save your pressure.
Well, and Noonan was opened. You know, they just didn't get it to her. There's quite a mismatch, and she knew it, and she definitely needed the ball, wanted the ball.
You could just see her face.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
I got 4-inch height advantage here. Under 5 to play in the ballgame. Still plenty of time. 41-36. Bullet pass. Buffelli in traffic. Got double teamed, had it stolen away. Good steal by Daniels. Two on one break. Daniels all the way down. No look pass.
Nice pass.
Layup spins in.
How fun is she going to be to watch in the next 4 years?
Lexi Noonan gets the layup off the assist from Caitlin Daniels. Xavier back within a possession. 41-38. Cross court to Moeller. Brown coming out on her. Up top, Presley Case. Couple jab steps right of the key, and now she'll take the three, but wave it off. Before that, now wait a minute. Yeah, they're going to say
well,
before the
like
bucket?
They didn't count the shot.
Ivester's going to get the foul, her third. So she's got three, Noonan's got three, and Brown's got three.
Well, can you say that's a good foul?
It was a great foul.
Yeah, now you can't count the three.
It's Riley Rucker. Or excuse me, Presley Case hit the three, and now Riley Rucker to the line. 5 points for Rucker, and Riley a 78% shooter. I mentioned this is a good free throw shooting team. And now might be some blood on Riley Rucker. Is there going to, well, no, yeah, there is some blood on Riley Rucker, and get that taken care of quickly. Looks like the nose. And now a timeout going to be called at 30 here by North Scott, so they don't have to make a substitution, correct?
That's exactly right. So, when you got fouls at the end or timeouts at the end, a lot of times it's use them wisely, and that's a good time to use it.
Well, when you have a 78% free throw shooter up there, and her last name's Rucker, and you got one that's already going to UNI.
Well, that's right, and you can't afford a turnover either, so you want to keep your experienced and your poised guards in there.
Buffelli has been a big problem today for Xavier. 17 points for the 6 foot freshman. Very athletic family, that name in the North Scott area. Eldridge and all around. Some very good football and basketball playing brothers that Grace has had.
I couldn't say that.
Riley Rucker on the line. Everything's patched up and ready to go here for North Scott. One and the bonus with 4:24 to go in the game. Free throw right through. And that's why they took the timeout.
Yeah, it. This time you need your best free throw shooters when you're especially getting on the line in games like this. And that's those are great timeouts to use.
Second free throw up. Good. Down to both. She's got seven. As Lussart comes back in now for the Lancers. For Xavier, Stonick, Brown, Ivester, Daniels, and Noonan. Starting five for Tom Lilly back in there. Making his 14th appearance here at State. Stonick, standing dribble, high post to Ivester. Looking inside, gets it over to Noonan. On the baseline, up top. Back to Kylie Brown. Daniels with 4 minutes to play here in the ballgame as we're at the halfway mark. Noonan driving baseline in all the way over to Ivester. 12-footer right through.
Yeah, big shot. And good patience by Xavier, too, to work the ball around and find the opening. And good job by Ivester to step into lane. And that's her shot. I mean, we've seen her knock that down many times.
One possession game, 43-40. Bouncing the high post to Buffelli. High low pass almost stolen, but North Scott gets it back. Inside to Buffelli. Got triple team. Oh, Ivester commits the foul. She thought she got a good block.
Yeah, from our angle, probably looked like more of a block. Her hand looked on top of the ball, but.
Four on Ivester, and Dobie's going to come in. Shooting foul, and the first two is good for Lussard. She's got six in the ball game. And Maddox Stovey right back in now for Xavier. Probably give Ivester maybe a minute or two.
Yeah, you got to bring her back in. He'll probably bring her in with about 2.5 minutes left, but just enough to, you need her down the stretch, maybe even 2 minutes.
7-7 in the second half for North Scott from the line. And they're 17-22 for the game, and that's where they're winning it right now. 45-40, Stonick coming off the screen, pops the three, no good, too strong. Rebound back, tap, Daniels kept it alive with hustle inside, and Moeller's going to get a foul for holding Noonan.
Well, and North Scott had the rebound, but one of her teammates came flying up to grab it, too, and ended up going to Xavier.
Third on Hannah Moeller, still no free throws yet. Team foul number six on North Scott. Noonan inbound in front court for the Saints. Looking, gets it into Stonick. Turns to the corner in front of us to Caitlin Daniels. 3:17 to play. Noonan out front. Drive, and they're going to get it for
travel.
Travel.
She didn't travel.
She didn't travel.
No, she didn't.
That's twice now.
Boy, that was just a normal step and a half. And
it's gotten Xavier today. Presley Case out front. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. North Scott up five at 45-40. Moeller outside, got double ball tip, but comes down in the hands of Rucker. Back to Moeller. She's going to take the three. Short, no good. But North Scott the board.
I don't think that's a shot coach wants to see taken from her at that distance and this time.
Second chance opportunities
galore for North Scott.
And that is what's going to, if Xavier's going down, that's what's going to be the main cause. Pass tip, Moeller goes back door, running layup good. Great play at Presley Case. Makes it a 7-point game with 2:22 to go. Clock is moving. Daniels picks up the ball and a timeout at 30 taken by Tom Lilly.
Well, he's got to think about Ivester right now, too. You got 2 minutes and 16 seconds left, too.
47-40 North Scott. And second chance points.
Well, I have North Scott's got for 15 offensive rebounds. I mean, that's a stat you never want to see. You want to see maybe five or less, and that's just way too many second chance opportunities. And those guards make things happen right now. But, you know, we've seen Xavier many times in their experience and how they run things. And, you know, they definitely got time on the clock right now. They just got this is a big possession to them right now. This is a huge possession.
You don't really need a three necessarily.
You don't.
You need a bucket.
You need a bucket, and that's all you need. And run your offense a little bit, and then you don't need to rush it right now. They're not in that with 2 minutes, 16 seconds. You don't need to rush it. You just need to get a good shot and then go from there and probably extend their pressure a little bit.
We'll have a quick post game. Send it back to our studio for just a little bit, and then we'll get ready for Marion and Pella. Game two coming up. Stovey on the handoff to Daniels, driving left of the lane, stop and go move, takes it all the way in and then lost it. Tough break there for Xavier.
Yeah, she tried to make something happen and a little hesitation step and ball goes loose. Now you're going to see start for offense to defense switches right now, Scott. You're going to start seeing a lot more of that.
And now Ivester will come in and Stovey will come out. Full court pressure by Tom Lilly. They're going to try to trap here in the backcourt. Rucker up ahead to Moeller. Moeller in the backcourt, threw it away. Stonick with the steal all the way in, and they're going to get a walk before the foul. Norris Scott gave it away, and then you don't want to foul either Rucker. Or probably the coach's daughter, but they had to foul Carly Rucker. And Stonick still shaking her head after that call.
Yeah, that was, she drew the foul, did a good job drawing the foul, just wasn't called. And, you know, that stops the clock and it puts it into, you know, two possession game.
Lussart coming back in for North Scott. Minute 30 to play, and this will be a one and the bonus coming up for future UNI Panther Carly Rucker, who on the year for North Scott shoots 88%, and the free throw right through. Only her third point of the half. Got 10 in the game. Second chance opportunities and free throws is what's going to doom Xavier this morning. 49-40. Up to a 9-point lead. Daniels bringing it up in a hurry. Kick back to Noonan. Three. Got it. Xavier timeout. Senior doesn't want to go down.
No, and it had to be a quick shot, and they got a quick shot out of that and capitalized on it.
49-43, a full timeout, and we'll keep it here for this one with 1:21 to play. Now you got to go all out, full court pressure. If you're Xavier, you got to try to come up with a steal, and you take a look at the free throw percentages for North Scott. Rucker, Carly Rucker, 88%. Riley Rucker, 78%. And also in there, Moeller, 68%. She Presley Case, 73%. Buffelli, 67%. You probably go with one of the two big girls.
Yeah, they're going to have to. And right now you're going to see Xavier's going to come full. You try to get a steal. You don't need to foul right now. You just need to try to get an all-out steal. And then if it gets to half court, then they're going to have to foul right away. But, you know, they got at least chance in the half court here before it crosses to try to get a trap. And I tell you what, you know, if Moeller gets the ball, she struggled with under the pressure right now, and they've been in the passing lane. So this is you're going to see just all out of Xavier. And this is pressure that we've seen throughout the year.
Full court pressure, Xavier. It'll be Riley Rucker inbound for North Scott. Looking, gets it in. They had Buffelli there for a moment. Now Riley Rucker trapped, and a reach foul going to be called on Kylie Brown.
Well, and Rucker did a nice job hanging on the ball, too, because you want your free throw shooters hanging onto the ball and drawing fouls and not creating turnovers.
And that's the 10th. Double bonus coming up for Riley Rucker. And she, on the line, is 5-for-7 so far this morning. Make it 6-of-8.
Well, that makes it a three-possession game right now, and those are big.
At 50-43, they haven't put the point up yet, but they will. Maybe. There they go. Second one on the way right through. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
All right, I've been really impressed with guard play and the free throws ability by North Scott.
51-43. Daniels goes crossover.
They got to get a shot off here.
Daniels fakes. Daniels on the drive. Tried to bounce it inside.
Oh,
wasn't that kicked?
Yeah,
there's
that was
foul
a kick.
On Noonan. It's not been well officiated. And it's not the reason Xavier's losing.
No.
I'm going to say that.
No.
But you got three guys that probably haven't done a lot of big school games.
No, and Tom would tell you, too, maybe there's some frustration with the officials, but Tom would tell you, too, different areas of the game that Xavier did not play well.
Free throw, no good this time by Carly Rucker. 105 to play, and it's 51-43. North Scott with the 8-point lead and make it 9. Full out three-possession game. Across the center line, Daniels 1 minute to play here in the ball game. Stonick to Noonan, Lexi on the drive, all the way down the lane, he gets a layup to crawl in. No timeout taken by Xavier. Trap in the backcourt, foul Daniels, fouling Carly Rucker. Noonan's got really good morning going with 16, 14 of those in the second half.
Yeah, I was say all hers came in the second half. But, you know, for North Scott, too, how good has Grace Buffelli been? I mean, somebody averaging 6.5 points, and she's just having a heck of a game.
Free throw good by Riley Rucker. I think she could stand there all day and shoot free throws.
Yeah, she's good, but...
Second one also good.
But all of them. I mean, they come in, they all step up and make them. The Wells Fargo backdrop has not done anything to them.
54-45. Noonan up top. Noonan on the drive, and she was held. And that's team foul number 7. They're going to get Moeller on her 4th. Her 4th foul for the senior. And one of the bonus coming up for Lexi Noonan. Noonan 2-for-2. That deep knee bend and swished it right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here today. One more coming up. Trying to make it a 7-point game with 42.7 to go. On the way, right through. Pressure coming from Xavier. And before that, a timeout. And Tom Lilly going to take a full timeout here with 42.7 to go. As Xavier will talk it over. Now you got to go with your best press here, whatever you got. Time to bring it out of the bag.
Well, and if you're North Scott, you got to get your best press break too, and you want to isolate and get your best free throw shooters the ball in their hand. And so there's two things going on here. You got to get your best press, cause some havoc. You know, do you put? He's got Ivester out right now, but sometimes you'll see height on the ball a little bit, cause a little more disruption. And North Scott, you know, they've been getting their play. Some
as they will try for the steal off the inbound. And Xavier is going to bring in Lauren Cooling into the ball game, and tough day for Lauren. In the backcourt, Norris Scott, 37 seconds to play. And a foul, not sure who got the foul.
I don't either.
And looks like Kiana Stonick. 34.2 to go here in the ball game. And Norris Scott with a 54-47 lead, and Carly Rucker hits the free throw. And one more coming up with 34.2 to go. Second free throw up and good. So Daniels will bring it up. 30 seconds to play. Daniels back to Noonan, fakes the three, drives in, they'll let her go, banks it home for Noonan. And a foul, Stonick in the backcourt. Lusart with a stare down. And Kiana has fouled out of her final high school basketball game with 1 point today. Carly Rucker just draped her.
Yeah, she, you know, it's not that Stonick wasn't working hard and all that. North Sky did a really good job keeping her not involved outside in her 3 point.
Free throws coming up for Lusart. And the first one up, in and out, back in again. Jess Callahan into the lineup. The seniors are coming out one by one for Xavier as Kylie Brown sits. Free throw good. And North Scott will advance, and they've made a ton of free throws here. Daniels driving a kick. Noonan on the fake. Drives in, off the glass, no good. Back tap. Rebound Xavier. Kick outside. Cooling, no good in the shot. And then Daniels fighting for it, is out of bounds, and it's going to go to North Scott. Addie Hoffman into the game for Xavier. As the Saints, with 6.6 to go, will go down to defeat. 58-49, and the ball tipped away. Hoffman's three blocked, and that's going to do it. North Scott moves on to the state championship game as the Lancers defeat Xavier 58-49 here this morning in a 4A state semifinal. We will come back and wrap it up on the postgame after this two-minute break. You're listening, High School Basketball from KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Napa know how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Thousands of people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2017 in a dead-end job or not making enough money and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. On campus or live online classes meet just twice a week. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Back with you at the girls' state basketball tournament. Put a wrap on things as North Scott advances with the victory over Cedar Rapids Xavier here this morning. North Scott wins it 58-49. And just too many second chance opportunities in this game for the North Scott Lancers.
Way too many second chance opportunities, and that's what you look. I mean, we can talk about some officiating things, all that, but what it came down to was second chance opportunities, and you know, 28 of 34 from the free throw line for North Scott, and that is quite a day of on the free throw line of success.
34 free throws against the Tom Lilly team, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, North Scott capitalized. I mean, boy, they just. You know, when you're shooting free throws and shooting almost 83 or 82% from the free throw line, that's a pretty good day.
Yeah, North Scott for the game, 28 of 34 from the free throw line. They were 18 and 19 in the second half. Let's take a look at the scoring in this one for North Scott. They will go to the championship at 20 and 5. They had three in double figures. Grace Buffelli came in 6.5 a game, ended up with 17 for North Scott. 14 for the future UNI Panther Carly Rucker. 11 for Riley Rucker. 9 points for Erica Lussard. Hannah Muller with 5 and Presley Case with 2 points. For Xavier, Lexi Noonan ends her terrific career with 20 points. 8 points for Amelia Ivester today. Kylie Brown with 7. 5 for Caitlin Daniels. Maria Steffen with 4, Maddox Stobie with 4, and Kiana Stonick with a free throw for a point. Turnovers, 18 for Xavier, 16 for North Scott in the game. And the bench scoring was 9-8 in favor of the Lancers in this one. Two big stats, North Scott 28-34, 82% from the line. Xavier only went there 11 times. 9 of 11 for a total of 82%. Xavier was 18 of 42, 43% shooting overall, 4 of 12 from three-point land. North Scott was 14 of 46, and that was for 30%, 2 for 14 from three-point land and 14% as well. And shoot 30% and you win. That tells you how dominating they were on the offensive boards. And how they got to the free throw line.
Well, and I thought their guards dominated the game, Scott, and they kept the ball alive and just quick. And you saw that, you know, on the offensive end, rebounding. And Xavier had 19 rebounds, and of those, only 4 offensive. And then if you look at North Scott, they had 30 rebounds, and of those, 15 offensive. And that is just way too many offensive boards. But you can't say it was the post. It's those little guards that were just quick and getting to the ball.
Final score, North Scott ends Xavier's season today, 58-49. Some good seniors Xavier's going to say goodbye to. That's a staple for Tom Lilly, though, as they don't rebuild. They just reload.
They do, and they get such athletic. I mean, Lexi Noonan and Kylie Brown, but, you know, and Kiana Stonick, but, I mean, especially they've been around a while, and they're athletic, and they added to the success, and they didn't have the greatest year last year, and those seniors led the charge. So they have nothing to, they have nothing to be disappointed in. They had a great career, and I always remember years ago, you know, you had a senior crying in our game, and I said, what a better place to cry than at the girls' union.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for game number one here as North Scott beats Xavier 58-49. We're going to send it back to our studios here for just a little bit and then get ready for our second semifinal as Marion Indians get ready to take on the Pella Little Dutch. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long, and a big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for his help. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. Final score of the first 4A state semifinal this morning. It is North Scott winning at 58-49 over the Xavier Saints. And so long from Des Moines for just a few minutes.